RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a Thursday.
Another scorching day.
Oh my gosh, I cannot. Like, I feel like not just the water in my body, but like the strength is being sapped.
I know.
Like, every single minute.
It's insane.
It's insane. Yesterday, some areas in Metro Manila reached 49.
Over 49?
49? Caloocan, if I'm not mistaken. They released the heat index.
Because I read...
49.
I think yesterday, the hottest place was like Cavite. Somewhere in Cavite.
Yeah. Ito kasi parang Metro Manila lang.
Ito yung Metro Manila.
They were comparing lang.
But yung outside Metro Manila, I think 46,
probably,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So I guess it's even worse here.
Kasi nga, di ba, like we're all concrete.
We're 49, all yes. Caloocan, 49. Muntinlupa and Parañaque, 47. Pasay, 46. And yeah, there you go.
And remember how we would be like, pag nag-35 na, parang grabe ang init na sa labas, 35. 49!
Mas mainit ka sa may lagnat by like 10 degrees.
10 degrees.
That is insane.
It's insane. Like, I can't even.
Like, hindi na makatarungang init, as they say.
Right?
And people are saying, magbabait na sila.
I know.
Kasi, kung ito palang hindi mo na kaya.
Parang,
parang, mm-hmm. parang hindi mo yata talaga kakayanin what's waiting for you
right.
on the other side. But yeah, several cities declared walang pasok, hashtag walang pasok, right?
Because.
Due to the heat index level. So public all levels, Caloocan, Malabon, and San Juan, and public and private all levels, City of Manila, Las Piñas, Navotas, and Pasay City. FYI.
I swear. And like the aircon's on, but it's so hot.
My aircon so was just on the whole day and the whole night. Parang good luck sa mga Meral ko bill.
Promise.
At the end of the month.
Like, I cannot.
Because you can't. I mean, I tried. You know how sometimes when you leave the AC for too long, it gets too cold.
Yeah.
So I turned it off. But then like, maybe less than 30 minutes. I was like, no.
No, it's
Inet.
True. It is
Turn
true.
Turn it back on. Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
So, you know.
Hydrate. Make sure your pets are like hydrated
oh, yeah.
as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, kami every day. We
you
even
give them like ice.
Even wet. Actually, no.
No ba?
Just
bad
water.
Bayon.
Yeah. Apparently, I discovered like years ago na parang, di ba ano natin, pag mainit, bigyan ng malamig na tubig.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, tap water is still the best. It could actually shock their system. They're not used to drinking that kind of...
Well, then just, I don't know.
But lots of water.
Yeah.
Make it available.
Maybe splash them with water.
That's what we do every day.
Yeah.
We
Especially if they're outside.
We just wet their fur. Oh my
yeah.
gosh, it's crazy. So it's perfect that today, Simply Nedge wanted us to do the top 10 hottest summer ever.
Literally.
Ever. Everything in it. Tell us all about it.
Oof.
For example, hottest summer ever, kahit gaano kainit, walang pinagpapawisan. Kasi papalabas pa lang ang pores, papalabas pa lang ng pores yung pawis, nag-evaporate. So, ironically, no one is sweating.
Oh my God.
Usually that's our sign, di ba, ng init?
Yeah.
Wala nang tagaktak. Ganun na siya ka.
Ganun ka wild.
Oh. Another example, I've actually seen this in some of the tweets.
Uh-huh.
Allowed na ng malls. Kung gusto mo lang matulog sa mall just to escape the heat. Kahit hindi shopping, kahit magpalamig lang, it's fine. I saw one mall, like people were just sitting down on the parang the esplanade or whatever. And like they were like people were like, yeah, we get it.
I saw a photo online, parang some people were just on the floor sleeping.
Yes.
You know, TBH, I don't think I could ever do that.
No,
I mean I couldn't fall asleep like randomly lang na nasa mall or
yes.
I'd be too scared of my safety.
No, it's true though, but you'd be surprised.
But at the same time, I understand.
I never thought I could do that either. Pero ito not because of the aircon, but more like we arrived in one terminal in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos our next flight was something like 10 hours after in another terminal. But the problem was that you can't stay in any of the in either terminal.
So
they had to close both. So for 10 hours we had to stay outside of the airport.
And there was a mall.
No mall. Like literally sa labas ng airport. We had to sleep on the floor.
What?
Yeah. No, because we were so tired. And usually you would not get me to sleep on the floor, but because we were so tired,
literally,
backpack as pillows.
Oh, wow.
Slept on the floor.
Yeah, of
ganon
course.
Levels.
Kapag sobrang, like, pagod, gets.
Pag hindi mo, pag yung, alam mo yung certain situations, hindi mo akalain magagawa mo.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I guess when people
parang ka-level nun yung never kang kakain ng blank. Pero,
exactly.
Because you're starving,
yeah.
Go na.
So I'm guessing the people were just melting. And I guess the air conditioning in the mall was just...
Oh my gosh.
Heaven sent.
Oasis.
My gosh, I cannot. Another example. Hottest summer ever? Nung sobrang init, sabi ng papa ko, pupunta kami sa mas malamig na lugar. So ayun, pumunta kami sa bituka ng bulkan. Kasi mas malamig pa doon.
Mas okay pa ba doon?
Mas okay pa doon. Kesa sa surface?
I can't.
Kesa sa Caloocan? Kesa sa
Caloocan?
Mas malamig pa sa bituka ng bulkan.
I haven't heard that in like a long time.
I know, right? Another example, hottest summer ever. In-announce sa office, meron na kaming WFS, work from shower. At saka WFP, work from pool. How can I? Oh my gosh, can you imagine if like we're on air in a tub of cold water?
That would be crazy.
Would
oh
be
my
amazing.
Gosh, so I just apparently Cavite reached 54 degrees.
Oh, that is crazy.
54?
And people were just being funny saying aabot ng 50 and people were like, please no.
Totoo ba yun? That's bananas.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right? I can't even begin.
Okay, I don't know if trusted tong
to
source
describe.
Na to. Pero sa news, nakalagay. Weird. Okay, Sangley Point, 48 degrees in Cavite. Saan yung Sangley Point in Cavite?
I'm not sure.
Interesting. Okay, anyway.
It's just crazy. And one last example. Hottest summer ever, yung jowa kong nanlalamig na sa akin. Ayun, biglang lumalagablab na ulit ang damdamin.
The passion is back.
One good thing that the heat brought back. Melted the cold, cold heart.
But honestly, like, kung pag-usapan talaga natin, I don't think people would be in the mood to do anything with anyone.
No.
With this heat. It's just impossible.
Kahit siguro yung cold, cold heart ni Dua Lipa matutunaw.
Tsaka ni Elton John.
Tsaka ni Elton John. Matutunaw. Malulusaw. I can't. It's just too much. It's just too much. But yeah, that's what we're doing today since sobra yung hugot natin sa heat.
Parang equivalent yung brain freeze, no?
Yeah. Parang
but
heat.
Ito parang brain burn.
Right? Like you can't function.
It's just exactly. You're not at 100%.
Yeah.
Kasi nga parang you feel depleted, your energy's depleted, and it's just, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Like all you can think of is like, trying to find a place na medyo mas malamig wherever you are, especially if you're outdoors. Can you imagine those people whose jobs require them to be outside? Like, think of all our, like
MMDA.
Or like yung mga angkas and like,
angkas,
you know, the drivers.
Street sweepers.
Oh, boy.
Anything that entails you being out on the streets.
Ugh, man. Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. But there you go. You know what? Send in all of your heat hugot. X.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Hottest Summer
Ever! Hit us up with your requests and chat us at RX931 on X as well, or 0961-1367-931, the Monster text line. On The Morning Rush with Chico, Hazel, and Marky on The Monster. Monster, RX93.1. Good morning. Time for some Monster news on The Morning Rush. Billie Eilish never planned to talk about her sexuality at great length, but now that it's out, you know, it's out there, she's letting it rip, telling the whole wide world she's into chicks in graphic detail. In an interview with Rolling Stone, Billie discusses her forthcoming song, Lunch, which details her being intimate with another woman. She says she first began writing the track before doing anything with another girl, but was able to finish it after one eye-opening encounter with a female. She says, quote, I've been in love with girls for my whole life, but I just didn't understand. Until last year, I realized I wanted my face in a vagina.
Oi!
Despite opening up about her sexuality now, Billie's kind of peeved by the way her coming out made headlines in the press. Remember, Billie blasted Variety at the end of last year for outing her in their cover story, even though she kind of facilitated it at the time. Billie Eilish added, I was never planning on talking about my sexuality ever in a million years. It's really frustrating to me that it came up. But you know what? Now that Pandora's box has been opened, she seems far more comfortable talking about sex, including the topic of self-pleasure.
Good for her.
She also confessed to pleasuring herself regularly in front of a mirror, stating that it helps with her self-esteem.
Hey, okay. Good for her.
Billie Eilish is in her TMI era.
I know.
And for living.
Okay.
No, it's probably because like she's been so like not able to talk about her emotions and everything that was happening in her life for years. Mm-hmm. And only through her music. And now she's able to actually say it. And she's saying it loud and proud, which is great.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. That's the Monster news for you this hour. We'll have another one at around 7:30. You are locked into the Morning Rush. Chico, Hazel, and Marky all the way till 10. If you want to request for anything, feel free to hit us up again. 0961-1367-931, the Monster text line, or at RX931 on X. Only on the Monster. Summer's hottest, Monster, RX93.1. Let's say good morning to some monsters locked in, checking out the text line. What's up to Ren Centino, who says, ang dinig ko, I wanted my face in a maching, ano ba? A vagine, okay? Not a maching.
Okay, maching.
Hello, good morning to Japat from Stockholm. Also saying hello to Kenneth Kim and to Butter Baby. What's up to P? Or Harvey Reyes, who says, at the Davao Airport, waiting for my flight to Zamboanga. On my last few legs of my Philippine tour, finally, nire-redeem ko rin lahat ng 20 pesos in a year. Ay, passes. 20 pesos. 20 passes in a year. Hello to Jonas Galang. Also, good morning to Keith Walter, who wants to say happy, happy birthday. Happy 20th to my nephew, Brendel. Happy birthday. Hello to Enrich. And also, we're saying good morning to June Riel. Grabe naman ang training. Papuntang dagat-dagatang apoy. It's so hot. Oh, tell me about it. Hello to Advent Choi. Saying hi to his Jean. Hold on. Mayi. Okay, sorry. Jean. There you go. Jean says hello to his wife, Mika. And what's up to Ayen as well.
and on X. Let's say hi to a few people as well. Greeting, Juice Blank. Hi to Archer Aguilar. Good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great day. Hi to Melai Supergirl. Tagaytay vibes today. Maulap at malamig. Oh, hey. Not so hot where she's at.
Good for you.
Hi to Nina Hidalgo, beautiful DJs. Please say hi to Jesse and Anissa. Thank you very much. Rich Kid is tuned in. Saying hi to all the rushers. Kape po tayo opo. Yes, it's time for coffee. We're going to have some coffee in a while.
It's hi coming.
To, it's coming. It's on the way. Renz Rufil sends us a little bit more monster news.
Uh-huh.
Is that what it's called now? I miss tea over coffee. also saying hi to... Kiko Man Machine, OD1 Kenobi, and Legal Millennial. And I believe that's it for greets.
We will give you more when we give you the first batch of the top 10. That's coming right up on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, but let's start off with some greets.
Saying good morning to Edward Villona, also saying hi to Audie, Japs, and Myra from Adventure. Hello to, let's see, Mitch, and good morning to Sunday as well. 0961-1367-931 for more of those shout-outs and requests.
All right, so here we go. Let's thank Simply Nedge for the topic. Hottest summer ever. Let's start off with Archer Aguilar.
Number 10.
True story, this actually happened to me. Naglagay ako ng gummy squishy toy sa loob ng car. Pag uwi ko, puddle of goo na siya. Alam mo yung mga, you know those stress balls?
Yeah.
Mga parang squishy toys. Yeah, it literally melted.
I was never a fan of those kasi parang they get sticky madumi after a while. Yeah, and like yeah, dust sticks to it.
Not a fan too.
Hair.
I used to like the fidget spinner.
You used to have one.
I used to have one. I really
enjoyed it. I never got one.
I loved fidget spinners.
I really want to get into that. It's one of those things that they said for ADHD.
Right.
It was something that they used to really just get their mind off things and just focus on one thing. But yeah, I really want to try it actually again. It should have like a rebirth.
But to be honest, parang after the novelty of it gets boring.
You kind of get sick of it.
I never really carried it around.
Right.
Yeah. From Maxim de Winter.
Number 9.
Hottest summer ever. Those rare moments na mas gusto naming pumasok sa office kesa mag-work from home. Kasi mas malamig yung aircon to. Less gastos pa for you.
Yeah.
If you stay at home, you're going to be paying for your electricity.
Exactly.
So, yeah, sometimes going to the mall, going to the office is just infinitely.
Although, you also have to think of like, if you commute, yung commute mo to work.
Yeah.
Because, especially if you live like far from where you work, medyo...
And lalo na, kasi kung bus ang sinasakyan mo, you have the option to take the aircon bus. Pero kunyari talagang, kunyari malapit lang. And the only way to get there is by a jeepney.
Uh-huh.
Wala namang aircon na jeep.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. That would be torture.
And it's like,
I can't.
It's like a sauna.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Because of the hot metal and everyone inside. It's,
right?
Halo-halo na yung amoy ng pawis.
I know.
Very true.
And from Al Macchiato.
Number 8.
Hottest summer ever. Dati, suspended ang classes because of typhoons. Ngayon, suspended ang classes because of the extreme heat. Sana may ganun din. Nung time na I took calculus summer classes in UP, ang hirap mag-isip kapag mainit. I have never experienced classes being suspended because of the heat. This is the first time I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
Same.
I have never heard
of classes being suspended because
of the heat. Is it like 50 degrees now or something?
It's insane.
40 plus.
How many years have I studied from grade school to high school to college? Never, not one day were classes suspended.
Because I think because of this the is the hottest it's ever been.
Ever.
Right? And you have to understand, not all schools have AC.
Exactly.
And so, like kawawa said, naman the kids who go to schools na walang aircon.
Kahit may aircon, it's your, like you said, kung mga
nagko-commute
yung mga bata,
yeah,
kawawa naman.
Or if they walk to school.
Right? They might literally pass out.
Diba, I was just telling you the other day, I had no idea it was so hot. Kasi syempre, ano lang naman ako, I was just here at the station. But then, as soon as I stepped outside, paglabas ko pa, I was a little happy kasi giniginaw na ako here. So I was like, oh, finally. It's... And then like halfway dun sa walk ko, I was like, wait a second, it's too hot. This isn't like normal. Parang yung heat niya, yung feeling na para kang binoblower ng mainit. Ganon. Yeah. It wasn't even like, you know, mainit kasi may araw. It was literally like hot air. Ganon.
Tsaka yung first labas mo, parang you kind of like crash into a wall of heat.
Parang may nagnat yung, may nagnat yung world.
It's crazy. It really is crazy.
There's like a little PSA. Heat nearing 50 degrees, like death sentence for pets and livestock. So watch out for your
fur
babies.
For sure.
Yes, especially like, for example, the ones who are outside lang. Mm-hmm. My gosh, my dogs are outside. So
true.
And especially the furry ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And from Mike Ferrer.
Number seven.
We bought an aircon, not for us, for the electric fan. Para hindi mag-overheat. Kasi nakatapat yung electric fan sa kanila 24/7. So ang ina-airconan, yung electric fan. Para bugahan sila ng hangin.
That's funny. You know, they say an air circulator is better than an electric fan. Now, I don't know the difference, but I did have an air circulator before, which eventually nasira na, so I had to like dispose. Pero alam mo yung Vernado na brand?
Yes.
It's pretty expensive. It's not called an electric fan. It's actually an air circulator. And it's supposed to like parang just distribute the AC, kung nakabukas yung AC mo. So, parang ganon. It makes every part of the room cooler in general, as opposed to electric fan na usually, diba, tinututok mo sa'yo para lumamig.
Didn't we have this conversation before na parang apparently merong setting ang aircon that it circulates the air instead of making it buga?
Fan swing?
No.
Well, there is that option for some ACs.
I don't know with whom I had this conversation. Na parang merong ganong ano siya na, or is it aircon ba? Or a certain type of aircon. Na meron siyang,
yung dry versus cool, sabi ni Tino. Dry setting versus cool setting.
Alam mo, maybe. Basta parang ang point, di ba, usually, it cools the room kasi nagbubuga siya ng malamig.
Uh-huh.
Parang ito, ganon, like what you were saying, instead of like the buga ng malamig, it just circulates it around instead of an out.
Parang, so para siyang it distributes it evenly.
It just distributes it all over the room.
Yeah.
Parang ganon. Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I'll try
anything.
Every time I get home, aircon and electric fan.
For sure.
Both. Maybe at least 30 minutes. And then, pag malamig na fully, that's when I turn off the electric fan.
Yeah, no, I just bought a new aircon. And I'm in my room at night, really hot.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not even using...
Di kaya.
Yeah, di talaga kaya.
I have been talking to my aircon. I kid you not.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, this morning, when I got up and turned it off, I thanked it.
Oh.
I was like, thank you so much for the service that you provide.
Please don't
give up on me. I know matagal-tagal na kitang di napapalinis, pero mm-mm, thank you.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you.
No, I think that's what happened to my aircon that I just like let go of. It's because the heat, it just ruined it completely. Because it was already old. So especially the old aircons, watch out for those. Because, they're on their way.
Oh boy.
From Milky Way. Oh, Milky Way na tuloy.
Number six.
Milky Bear.
H-H.
Milky Bear. Hottest summer ever. Yung kahit halos magko-collapse na ako sa init, kailangan talaga may hot coffee pa rin sa umaga. Kasi kape is life.
I can't imagine like being into hot drinks at a time like this.
TBH, I still drink. Kasi it's tea. You have to steep it.
Uh-huh.
So I can't really drink it cold, even if I wanted to.
Mm.
Well, I still steep tea.
You can steep it and then put ice over it.
Yeah. Well, that's
what I do.
True. And from Queen of Deadma.
Number 5.
Yung aso ko na ayaw na ayaw na ayaw naliligo. Yung nagwawala pag pinilit mong maligo. Ayun, natutulog sa batsang may tubig. And he hates the water. He hates taking baths. Nandun siya sa batsang may tubig.
I mean,
I feel ya.
Understandable.
I feel ya.
They've caught Balder jumping in the pool and he hates the pool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's so hot. And from Chinito Ken.
Number 4.
Hottest summer ever, ginawa ng year-round yung basaan sa Songkran. Which I have been fortunate enough to be the Philippine representative.
He's gonna milk that for a long time.
Gold medal ba, Chinito Ken? Gold medal? Or
platinum medal yan?
Baka. And from Coco Hernandez.
How many
number
wins?
Number three.
Hottest summer ever, ice doesn't melt into water anymore. It goes straight into water vapor. Hindi na siya dumadaan sa solid to liquid, liquid to gas. Solid to gas, gas na siya.
Wala na.
Ano yung tawag doon? Diba? Evaporation, condensation. Ano yung pag solid to gas? Like a mothball. That's what it's called. It, kumbaga, evaporates?
Sublimation. Thank you, John Kevin.
Yeah, is what it's
called. It sublimates.
It goes straight into, ano?
Pag yung solid straight into gas. Diba? That, ang usual, diba? Solid goes into liquid, liquid goes into solid, liquid goes into gas. Pero yung solid into gas, it kind of skipped the step. And that's sublimation. From Galactus Intolerance.
Number two.
Hottest summer ever, yung mga mangingisda. Paghango nila ng fish net mula sa dagat, ang mga nahuhuli nila, tuyo, danggit.
Dried fish!
Dilis! Dried pusit!
Tuyot na sila!
May mga tuyot na sila. Hindi na sila lumalangoy. Nakalutang-lutang na lang sila. Kasi tuyot na. Pangit! And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Hottest summer ever comes from Juice Blank.
Juice Blank says,
yung nagulat yung mga tao kasi nakita nila si Big Red Guy with horns and pitchfork, name rhymes with Nathan, nakapila, bumibili ng halo-halo.
Hindi niya rin kaya.
Hindi niya rin kinakaya. And that's the Lord of the Flames, ha? So... And yet, naghahanap siya ng halo-halo.
Pati yung teritoryo niya na sobrahan na.
Nasobrahan na. Name rhymes with Nathan.
Payton.
Oh, ganun. Payton.
Payton.
Yes.
Rhymes with that. We don't want to say the name. We don't want to invoke. So, alam mo sa amin bahay.
She must not be named.
Huh?
Sa amin bahay. Ay, sa bahay namin bawal.
Nasa bahay niyo.
Oh no!
Are you tempted?
Hindi, sabi ko sa amin bahay. Sa aming bahay, bawal. Sabihin yung...
The S word.
Yung Nathan, yung... Bratanas. Yung...
Eh, yung ano?
Crucifer, bawal din. Bawal sabihin sa bahay.
Beelzebub.
What about... Meville?
Pwede.
Okay.
Pero yung mga parang first name, yung mga proper nouns, hindi pwede. Even the word, yung other word for tegi, believe it or not.
Which other word for
tegi? Yung normal, ano?
Oh, dead?
Hindi, yung sa Tagalog.
Shutay?
Yes, yun. Bawal din. Bawal din.
But what if, kunyari, referring to the ilaw, oy, shutayin mo yung ilaw.
Ay, hindi. Pwede yun.
Sa
ganun. Oy, shutayin mo yung, ano, yung ilaw. Pwede yun.
Naku, shutay ka mamaya kay mama. Ganun.
Bawal.
Bawal yun.
Bawal.
Ah, really? Even if it's used that way?
Shutay, pwede nga. Pero yung actual word.
yung kunya, ay, na-shoot tayo yung neighbor, gano'n.
Oh, parang gano'n, parang gano'n. Hindi pwede sabihin yung ano. Gano'n na lang, teggy, deads. Pwede, pero pag yung shoot ay bawal.
Why? It's
I don't
not,
know.
It's parang, not a proper noun.
It's not a proper noun, pero parang it parang invokes it. Like, we're, like, yeah.
What about the D word? Is it also bawal?
Well, bawal for other reasons.
No! No, when I say D, as in yung English nung...
Dead.
Chutay.
Ah, no, that's fine. That D word.
What D word did you have in mind?
Usually we avoid it for other reasons, yeah. But, hindi, that's fine. I don't know why.
Huh.
Parang mas may power pag shutay. Kasi nga parang like, mas... Uh-oh.
Okay.
Or yung or yung noun. Yung noun. Yung other noun. For...
Noun? For what?
Yung rhymes with shute.
Yun nga. Yun yung tinatanong ko na D word. Yun yung tinatanong...
Yung shuteth.
Yung tinatanong ko na D word. Rhymes with shuteth. That's the one.
Yung isa pa yung Tagalog. Yung chervatayan.
Si chervatayan. may kalawin.
May kalawin. Si chervatayan.
Nose na yan.
Si Chervatayan!
Gosh, may bago na namang blind item.
Si Chervatayan!
Si Chervatayan, bawal din sabihin sa bahay.
Masasamang words,
masasamang
blind
words
item.
Talaga. Oo, so Chervatayan, Shutay, Crucifer, Bratanas,
Yelzebub.
But like,
Nathan.
Okay, sige.
Yun, mga bawal yun lahat.
Bawal.
You just don't say it out loud. Parang ganun. Yung like,
what about Jaluluwa?
Jaluluwa, okay lang.
Okay lang yun.
I think that's fine.
Okay, sige.
Right?
But I mean, it still has something to do with the afterlife.
Yeah. No naman. But it's more of that. You don't wanna parang welcome it. Mm. You know, like vampires, they can't enter your homes until you invite them.
Right.
So parang saying it out loud, kind of like, parang ganon, makes a portal for these creatures.
So. And we just had like a 5-minute discussion on them. So.
Hindi, pero hindi natin sinasabi yung name. Hindi natin sinasabi yung name. Hindi, diba si ano, sino yun yung titingin ka sa mirror? Tapos ulit
si
mo
Bloody?
3 times. Oo, yung Bloody Mick yun. Pag sabi mo 3 times, diba, may hawak kang kandila tapos nakatingin ka sa mirror. Kasi nga, ini-invoke mo siya. So you have to say thunder. Mm.
Parang lang, ano din. Sino pa ba yung isa na you can't say? Si ano, the horror movie from the 90s. Candyman.
Candyman!
Ay, Candyman.
Oh, same as Bloody Mary. Same as Bloody. Yung ganun din yung
same concept.
Dun. Same concept. Na pag sinabi mo 3 times or something.
Mm. Naku, we just said the name.
Hindi,
yeah.
Kailangan 3 times.
But we didn't say it 3 times.
Oh, if you say 3 times.
Well, I said it, you said it, then you said it. So,
no, I didn't.
Kailangan from
it.
One person.
Oh, tapos kailangan, di ba, 12 midnight? Tapos nakatingin ka sa mirror while holding a candle. So marami namang kailangan bago mo siya ma-invoke.
What if we dared you to do that?
No.
What if we offered you, like, I don't know, money?
How much? How much are we talking about here?
What?
Lump sum ba to o gives?
Patulan
yun. Let's go.
I'm telling
let's
you.
Let's go. Got my candle here.
Chico needs it.
Got my candle
okay.
here.
Okay.
Wala nang bawian. Ano? Magkano? There you go. The top 10 hottest summer ever. I know we're losing it. It's the heat. Go ahead and send it to us. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag hottest summer ever in all your posts.
For now, though, more music only on The Monster. Good morning. Monster RX93.1. Good morning. Time for more Monster news here on The Morning Rush. Kim Petras is taking a break to heal. The 31-year-old superstar took to social media on Wednesday to announce that she is canceling her scheduled festival performances this summer. She wrote, quote, "My buns, I'm devastated to be writing this, but I'm going through some health issues and under medical advice, I have had to make the hard decision to not perform at festivals this summer. I love you so much and I'll make it up to you and be back better than ever very soon." She didn't really provide details on what health issue she is experiencing. Petras was scheduled to perform at a number of festivals this summer, including Primavera Sound in Barcelona, Spain, Mighty Hoopla in London, England, Primavera Porto in Porto, Portugal, and Capitol Hill Block Party in Seattle, Washington. Last week, Petras was announced as the headliner for Ladyland 2024, the annual Pride Festival produced by New York nightlife connoisseur Lady Fag. Anyway, there you go.
Well, if it's health reasons, I mean, you would understand. I mean, of course, health comes first.
It's concerning, though.
It is. I mean, especially when it's like something that's serious. I mean, of course, no matter how inconvenient it is for us, lalo na yung mga, kunyari, bumili ka na ng plane ticket or something just to see her.
Yeah.
Pero, you know, health comes first.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
we understand. Get well soon.
Get well soon. Kim Petras sending you all the love and, you know, healing energy.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the Monster News for you this hour. We've got one more next hour on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Good morning, Mitch. Hello to Echo Out Loud. Box Tatanes says, "Mas okay yung jalulunok kaysa jaluluwa."
Pwede pa nga alam mo sa jaluluwa. Traluluwa. Yung traluluwa.
Juice Blank says, "Good morning." Also, Renz. Hello to Maxim the Winter. And what's up to Arvin PPP? We also have Letty Ramon Reason. Also, Coco Hernandez. Hello to Pax. Thank you for always making us laugh every morning. Thank you from Bragudut. Hello to Chinito Ken. Good morning to Nico and John. Angeli's also locked in. Judai says, "My AC na Jeep, E-Jeep, or the modern Jeepneys." Good morning to Aoi, Althea, and Ali. We also have Mar locked in. Thanks again, Mar, for yesterday. The feast from yesterday. What's up to Juice Blank, who says, "Parang dessert sa Jollibee yung jaluluwa."
Pwede yan,
ha? Pwede.
Jaluluwa.
Jaluluwa.
And that's it for now for the text line.
And on X, let's say hi to a few people. Greeting, Carl, who says, "TMR made me watched One Day" from our watch list.
Nice.
Ugh, I love that movie, or that series, and that movie as well. I like them both. Hi to Melai Supergirl and Nina Hidalgo, who says, "Shutay! Tapos gay lingo pala sila dun, ano?" Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? And that's it for greets.
All right, so here we go. Thanking Simply Nedge for the topic, hottest summer ever, and it feels it. I know, like, through the years, meron tayong mga year na, this is the hottest ever. Pero ito parang unanimous decision.
Hottest summer ever.
I think everyone will agree. You know, like, when you're in the throes of the heat, feeling mo lagi every year, this is the hottest ever. Pero ito, may winner na tayo, guys. It's 2024.
And that's why we're still trending.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Let's start off with Tampupu.
Number 10.
Yung may nakaschedule na lunch hangout, yung barkada. Pero parang nagkasundo kayong lahat. Unanimous. Wag na lang ituloy kasi masyadong mainit.
Next time na lang.
You know what? Let's wait for the, you know, for the non-summer months. Doon na lang tayo magkita.
Wag kasi lunch. But kasi lunch?
Kahit dinner.
Well,
to be honest, even it being nighttime,
yeah,
is no easier. Kasi I remember, when was this? Hindi pa itong peak, ha?
Uh-huh.
Like, before we reached this peak, we decided to go to the usual coffee place.
Mm.
Kasi yung malapit sa amin, we like going there not for drive-through, but to actually stay outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ang ganda ng outdoor space nila. Tapos alam mo yung, we'll just talk, enjoy the night breeze. Like, it's gabi ang init-init. And we were like, for once, can we like sit inside? Because it's just too warm. It's too warm.
Last Saturday, I had dinner with my friends and we got a table outside of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Super init.
Did you move back inside?
We had no, to we move didn't. Back we, well, okay naman. Kasi ako, I was fine. May dala akong sariling little electric fan.
As so, always.
As always, I was fine. But yeah. Everybody was like, my gosh, this is just insane.
Ibang level.
Like, hindi lang ako yung may dalang fan, by the way. Some of my friends also brought little fans.
Yeah.
And yung mga princess na usually, they live for it. Like, they, that's why they love coming here. Kasi they love the heat, diba? But even my bestie's husband, si Pierre, was like,
couldn't deal with
he
the
wanted
heat.
To go back to the hotel to take a shower
yeah.
before going to the airport.
Useless din naman eh. Kasi yeah. I've tried that like one day. Sabi ko, okay, before I go to the condo, I'll just take a shower. Wala din. Within minutes, it's like...
As soon as you step outside the bathroom, like kung it's hindi nakaon yung AC yeah, mo.
As if you didn't take a shower. Ganong
yeah.
kalala.
Yeah, it's and intense.
From Rice Rice Baby.
Number 9.
Yung makeup kong matte, naging Korean dewy makeup. Dahil tinunaw na ng init. Now, I'm so thankful we don't have to wear makeup because I can just imagine how horrible it must
yeah.
be for makeup wearing people.
Especially for those who wear foundation.
Right?
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Hindi kasi that diba, must be for, like
hulas na hulas.
Insane.
For certain, like yung mga sales ladies sa malls, yung mga cashier.
It's required.
It's required. Because I remember, I think I was with a friend. Tapos my friend commented on the cashier na parang ate, ang ganda naman ang makeup mo. Tapos yun, tapos they had a little chat and it's just like, actually sir, required.
Mm.
Parang hindi bawal, kahit gano'ng kakaganda daw, kahit gano'ng kakakinis, if you go to work without makeup, they'll ask you to put makeup.
Oh wow.
Because okay. it's a must. So, you know, yeah. I can't imagine.
I mean, even just putting your sunblock on.
It's sticky.
Parang, yeah. exactly.
And from Adventoy.
Number 8.
Hottest summer ever. Mas marami pa yung tao kesa sa tubig nung pumunta kami sa Wawa Dam. Like, it's a dam. You go there because, you know, some people take a bath, some people take... Mas marami pa yung tao kesa sa tubig. Nagkulang yung tubig.
Yeah, everybody just wants to cool off, cool
it's
down.
It's really scary. From Al Macchiato.
Number 7.
True story, umabot ng 41 degrees Celsius yung summer dito a couple of years back. I know it's not as warm as in the Philippines. Ang problem is, the UK is not equipped for really hot summers. No aircon sa public transport. So, para kang naka-rotisserie
yeah.
sa bus. Kasi nga, they're used to cold weather.
Yeah.
They're not used to this kind of tropical weather. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're, it's Europe. So, even their hottest will be nothing compared to ours.
Yeah.
Hindi sila prepared. It's like what happened to Dubai. Sila naman, hindi sila prepared for like torrential rains.
Yeah.
Nagulat yung, na-shock yung system mm-hmm. nung city nung biglang bumuhos.
It's like, di ba, when it snowed here before or something in Baguio? Mm. It, or yeah. if it ever really snows here, that'll be a really big problem.
True. And from Archer Aguilar.
Number 6.
Hottest summer ever. Yung mga tambay sa kanto, hindi lang shirtless, naka-bikini na. Can you imagine yung mga tambay? Naka-two-piece.
I just got an image in my heart.
Nor.
Imaginin mo sila. Yalalaki ng
chan. Naka-string bikini. That was thong.
Tapos nagdadama sa kanto. Nagdadama, naka-beer.
Sana naka-tuck sila. Kasi baka may lumabas.
Diyos ko Lord, yung nakabikini. Or mankini, yung suot ni Borat. Yung parang yeah. one piece mankini. Tsaka sinuot din ni ano yun, di ba, ni John Mayer.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
I don't remember.
Yeah, he did this as a stunt na he
oh
wore
gosh.
A mankini, that Borat mankini. And from Galactus Intolerance.
Number 5.
Hottest summer ever, may bagong number one song. Yung sikat na female rapper ngayon, si Water Spice.
Si Ice Spice natunaw. Naging water spice.
Natunaw na siya. Wala na. Water spice na siya. Kasi tunaw na.
Wala na.
And from Simply Nedge.
Number four.
Hottest summer ever, dinrowingan na lang namin ng mukha ng dragon yung electric fan. Total, parang apoy din naman ang pinagulo. Totoo yan, ha?
Yeah,
like,
so
you
true.
Think it will ease the heat? It just...
It makes it worse.
Escalates.
I have a friend who never uses her AC. And according to her, what she does is... Sa condo kasi siya. She opens the door of, like, the balcony. And then she opens the, like, the front door of her unit, and then my fan siya. And then parang
sinicirculate
na. Nag-circulate yung air, so hindi siya naiinitan.
Pero ang init na even rin kasi the... yung pumapasok.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she lives on a higher floor kasi. So
even
I guess,
in the heat of now?
Well, I don't know about now. But
baka not now.
I know na ganun yung style niya.
I don't think that works
niya.
Now. Kasi mainit yung hangin.
Kahit
eh.
Sa labas eh.
So pag sinipsip mo yung sinipsip mo yung hangin.
Anong sinipsip mo? Yeah. I mean, ng hangin. Ano?
Sinipsip?
Hindi, pag sinipsip mo yung hangin from labas.
Well, what do you think about it? What is the difference between sinipsip and sinipsip?
I don't wanna know.
Yung isa beauty queen.
Because they're both like, it means to suck, right? I mean, or you sucked.
Ito. Oh, sige. Let's do a live.
Sip versus sinupsop.
Let's do a live. Sip versus...
Sup-sop.
Si Shamsi.
Sup-sop.
Shamsi. Okay. Sup-sop.
Sup-sop is just an alternate spelling.
See?
Of the Tagalog
it's the
word,
same.
Sip-sip.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ikaw para ka nakiliti kanina nang narinig mo yung word eh. When you said it, when it escaped your lips.
Okay, yeah.
It means the same.
It means the same.
Sinip-sip, you sucked.
Sipping, sucking, sup-sup, pag-sup-sup, hit-hit, pag-hit-hit. Yeah.
Okay. Nice to know.
Okay.
So, pwede. Sinup-sup yung hangin. Ano yung sinasabi mo kanina? So, para mong...
Hindi, higop na lang. Pag hinigop mo yung okay because the logic behind that is that yung nakulob na hangin inside of the house
lalabas
para siyang nabake, so the logic is the air indoors is warmer than the air outdoors, so when you do that you open the window and then you open your door, magiging lagusan siya.
Mm-hmm.
So, mapopush parang out yung air from inside. Mare-replace siya ng cooler air from
hangin.
Outside.
Yeah.
But, in our case now, the heat from outside...
Might be worse.
Kasi when we were in Palawan last weekend, meron kaming pinagawang utility room. So, hello, walang ano yon, walang aircon, walang electric fan, nothing. It's literally a concrete block.
Yeah.
Like the moment you step out of the sun and into the concrete block, matik mas malamig.
Hmm?
It's enclosed, ha? Mas malamig just because you're protected
from the heat of the sun.
So, medyo parang that might not work. Like literally, mas malamig sa loob.
Yeah.
So, kung mag-hang out ka dun, bababa ng konti yung temperature mo. Kasi talagang, para ka talagang piniprito eh when you're like outside.
It's insane.
Yeah. And, there's nothing wrong naman pala with sip-sip.
Oh.
Okay. And from ODH.
Number three.
Hottest summer ever. Hindi mo na kailangan pumunta ng spa for sauna or steam room kasi meron ka na sa bahay nyo.
Para talagang sauna. Diba I was telling you, yung AC ko kasi sa baba, yun yung naka-on.
Yeah.
Because I was just downstairs the whole day. Every time I would go up, kasi my bathroom is upstairs, parang sauna.
Parang sauna. Totoo siya. Tapos yun nga, sabi nga ni Hody H, meron ka ng sauna or steam room sa bahay nyo. Ang only downside, hindi niya pa rin matatapatan kasi sa bahay, walang bortang nakatapis lang.
No.
Walang mga bortang nakatapis lang. Eh, yun lang.
Yung pa naman yung sa Johnny Hoodie.
Yun lang. Ay, and from 7070.
Number two.
Hottest summer ever. True story. I heard one office mate saying, "Be, ang init. Parang mamamatay na yata ako." The other one replied, "Gagi, mas mainit kaya sa pupuntahan mo."
Oh no!
Practice lang to.
Training mo pa lang to, Mars.
This is the training.
I swear. Parang ano, no? Parang pag when people talk like this, you feel like you're watching on top.
I know.
Parang nagtatrow shade. And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Hottest summer ever comes from Maxim the Winter.
Maxim the Winter says,
yung kahit saan ka pumunta, lahat ng tao amoy inihaw na liempo or paksiw na isda or hinog na bayabas.
Ew.
Oh no.
Choose your poison.
No.
Choose your poison. Pero I'd rather smell
inihaw
like inihaw
na liempo na lang.
Kasi at masarap.
At parang amoy usok-usok ka lang.
Usok-usok.
Kasi tsaka, yung bayabas, tsaka what's the other one?
Hinog na bayabas or worse, paksiw na isda. Kasi may vinegar yun, so maasim.
What would you rather smell like?
Liempo.
Liempo. Masarap ang liempo.
Hindi man maasim yung amoy ng liempo. It's just burnt.
Oo.
Anything inihaw. And inihaw na liempo smells like every other inihaw
yes.
in the world.
It yeah. just smells like you went to Samgyup.
Yeah.
No?
Uh-oh.
And then you're, yeah.
Ugh,
you just
better
smoky,
na yon.
Smoky smell.
Know, right? Walang asim.
Tsaka ano, parang for me, this kind of weather is very conducive to dieting. I literally rarely get hungry. Parang kasi you just wanna drink.
Tsaka I have a feeling yung mga ramen places and
yeah.
parang baka they're not earning as much
ako.
Ngayon.
Totoo. Hindi kasi like sometimes, yung pag nandiyan na yung food, kahit sa bahay, like when I'm about to eat, yung parang like, can I just drink?
Tara, hot pot tayo later. Di ba you love hot
I love
pot?
Hot pot, pero not today. Not today, Nathan. Not today,
not today Nathan. Not today.
So, parang hindi ko talaga kaya. And it's so weird, kasi di ba, I've been trying to like, diet the past uh-huh. couple of parang nasaktuhan yung talagang nag ano na kami nag blood compact na kami ni Baby Will na magda-diet na kami nasabay tong heat wave and it's so easy when it's hot kasi ayaw mo talagang kumain
yeah you just want to get everything that's in the fridge
everything
is, cold
and it's just drinks
yeah.
like I remember even last night we were about to eat and I know my mom will like not like it if I don't eat but I really just drink.
Honestly, I can't.
Drink
I don't,
it, then I'll go to the dogs. Now.
I don't even know what it's like for people who don't like drinking cold water. Because
yeah.
majority of my friends, they enjoy room temp water.
Oh no,
like,
I need
they
cold
really
water.
Don't. They don't drink. They don't do this. Like what we do na
yeah.
laging may yelo and all that. But even them, I remember when you were in Boracay. They were enjoying their ice water.
You know what? I'm not really into iced anything. I like it when you just put the water or the beverage into a fridge and chill it and then drink it.
Yeah.
Because like when you put ice, it kind of tones it down.
Well, for you, because you drink sparkling water.
Yeah. Or not just sparkling water, but anything in general. Like, for example, Coke.
Ako naman perfect. Kasi I actually like it,
I like it
diluted.
With water.
You like
I mean
like
with
it
ice.
A little diluted. So for me, parang mas nahihinog yung flavor niya pag nahaluan na.
For me, Coke Zero in particular, I like it with ice. Even if it's already kind of cold.
See,
even if it's
look,
already cold.
When we're talking about food, parang I feel a little nauseated.
But when we're talking
but
about,
when we're talking about
drinks,
like soft drinks, parang like...
Parang I want...
It's true, it's so hot. Oof. It is just so hot. It's crazy.
It is.
But there you go. The top 10 hottest summer ever. Ever in history. Ever, ever. All
really?
Caps.
Is it hot, the hottest that you've ever experienced?
Easily.
Ever?
Easily.
Even as a kid?
Even as, like, I don't, and even science will tell you this is the hottest we've ever had in recorded history. So, yes, send them all in because we have two more batches. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
So, join us later, RX931, for all our socials. Only here on The Monster. Good morning. Monster, RX93.1. Time for more Monster news here on The Morning Rush. Glenn Powell finally admitted that he leaned into the gossip that he was dating his Anyone But You co-star, Sydney Sweeney, to promote the film last year. He said in an interview with the New York Times published Tuesday, "The two things that you have to sell a rom-com are fun and chemistry. Sydney and I have a ton of fun together and we have a ton of effortless chemistry. That's people wanting what's on the screen off the screen. And sometimes you just have to lean into it a bit. And it worked wonderfully. Sydney is very smart."
Aww.
And you're not saying naman na to lie or, you know, to say that you're together when you're not.
It's sort of like you kind of whole, tease everyone.
Yeah, that whole flirtation when you do your interviews. And people do it all the time, huh? Even yung mga when it comes to like
even
romance,
in the Philippines, hello.
Like yung mga bromance, yung mga like, hello, obviously.
Yung mga BL.
They're not even. Like alam mo yung kunyari, they're the two male leads. Yung parang, remember,
Jacob Elordi and
Barry Keoghan. Diba, alam mo yung parang, they just do these little flirtatious, you know, back and forth. And they're not together. It's not even a BL. But it's more like a, you know.
Promo.
You know, yeah. To make Chico, I mean, people kilig, diba? That's what they do.
Where is the lie? And they better, right? Because parang like, if you do this, like, I know a lot of people like would say, oh, it's queer baiting, ganyan. But if they don't, I think that it's a very, you know, subjective barrier. Mm-hmm. Or no, not barrier, parang limit. Na parang if you go beyond it, then it becomes duplicitous.
Uh-huh.
But if it stays at a certain level, it's just being
it's
playful.
It's just cute.
It's cute. It's entertaining. Nobody thinks they're actually together.
And it makes people excited to watch
it makes them
the
excited.
Project.
And if they're like, if this is how much I'm entertained by their interviews together, then maybe the movie is amazing too.
I mean, you can even use like yung Ocean's 11 cast as an example.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Like the whole George Clooney and Sini Cabromance niya from Ocean. Brad Pitt,
I
yeah,
think.
Diba? Uh-oh. Parang BFFs, pero
or real life BFFs. No, not even, ano, like, even when kunyari frenemy, like remember Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel?
Uh-huh.
They have a running thing na they hate each other.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
So
it works.
We can't fault them for that.
Yeah.
And I mean, hello, the movie was such a hit.
And you
and
know
it
what
works.
I,
it works.
What I really love about it is how candid he is about it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would be just, this is what I do, but I'm not going to tell the press about it.
Yeah. Then again, he is single now.
He doesn't care.
For real, right? He broke up with his girlfriend already, so.
I like that.
And there you go. That's the Monster news for you on The Morning Rush here on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Let's start off with some greets.
Yes, we're checking out the Monster text line. We want to say good morning to Gabrielle Imenzo. Hello to Coco Hernandez. Also saying good morning to Yon Tefian, who says, me too, I need my iced water, iced coffee, iced everything. Hello, good morning to my friend Rai. Sabi niya, hindi mainit hangin sa 10th floor. Though mainit nga lately. Pero mahangin.
Oh, okay.
So carry. And then she also added, kalbo din. Because, yak, she's kalbo siya.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
so
that will definitely cool you down.
That definitely helps. It's not as hot as, you know, for us with hair. Hello and good morning to Juice Blank. And also, sabi ni Juice Blank, baka it depends on what you're using it for. Sip-sip is to suck like pag boba tea or yung soft drinks that you sip-sip with straws. Sup-sup, pag may feelings involved.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Kapag passionate ka. Passionate ka sa ano, sa boba and like, you know, all those drinks. Siguro, yun yung ibig niya sabihin, no? Also, saying good morning to Henry. And Henry says, mas appropriate yung higop.
Higop nga for air. Pero I think sip-sip and sup-sup are for liquids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello to Joe, Specialist Joe, who says, greetings all the way from Palawan. Grabe, napakainat. 8 a.m. pa lang.
Oh my gosh. You, like, Yes. We were just there. And I think the only reason it's hotter here is because of all the concrete.
Yeah.
Pero kunyari, gawin mong puro concrete din doon. Just go.
It would be the same. Or maybe
I think worse.
Hotter. Lila yeah. Boy says, good morning. Jennifer Espiritu, Rhyme and Reason. Also, saying hello to Justin Sayana. What's up to, let's see. Everybody in the Facebook comment section. We are live on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube, by the way. Maxim says, Australia, 2 degrees. Sana pwede magpa-deliver ng lamig ng
please,
panahon.
Please.
Cyril is locked in. So is Farmer Sanchez. The Super James is on the way to work, driving to collect my final pay from my previous work. Pwede pa ba magpadala for next week? Pwede, pwede. Of course. My gosh.
We would love a little something, something.
We would welcome it with open arms. Hello, Tatino. And also saying hello to Mark Enriquez and to Mitch. My friend, JP Soriano, I believe, is locked in as well. So let's say good morning to JP Soriano from GMA News. Hello to his cameramen, Edret and Mervin as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. And that's it for the text line.
And on X, let's say hi to a few people as well. Greeting, Justin Sayana, Rhyme and Reason. Hi to Stay at Home, Jerome, Juice Blank, and saying hi to a specialist Joe who says, while browsing the April edition of Smile Cebu Pacific, sabi ko kilala ko to, ah. With special mention pa Chico Garcia and Hazel Hottie. Greetings from Napakainit na Mesa, Puerto Princesa. Looking forward to seeing you, sa Rent, and the upcoming Netflix movie. Yeah, my feature on Smile Magazine.
I saw that too on my flight to Boracay.
I think I actually have a copy.
Oh
here.
My gosh, so cool.
This one. They gave it to me a couple of days ago, so I'm very happy to, you know, be featured here. So thank you very much to Smile Magazine and Cebu Pacific. I love you guys. Hi to Nina Hidalgo and Melai Supergirl. Hi as well to Carl, and that's it for greets.
All right, we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Simply Nedge, hottest summer ever. Let's start off with Al Macchiato.
Number 10.
Kahit mga boss namin naka-shorts at thongs. That's the term for flip-flops sa office. So, yeah, they do call it thongs. It's weird, no? Sa atin yung thong yung...
Flip-flops.
You know, the underwear.
Pero, oh, underwear nga. That's what we think of.
And for Maxim De Winter...
Number nine.
Hottest summer ever. Hindi po ako umiiyak. Hindi po ito luha. Pinagpapawisan lang po ang eyeballs ko.
Pati eyeballs, inabot na.
Yeah. And from Poik.
Number eight.
Hottest summer ever when there is no other term to describe the heat than, quote, kilikili ng demonyo.
Oh, no.
Ner.
I don't think so. And from
Hoj. You said it, though.
Hindi, pwede yun.
Ah, pwede yun?
Pwede yun. Yung when it comes to that
parang
word...
Bratanas and...
No, it's not. Kasi yun, ano eh, full... Di ba ito generic name? Kumbaga sa gamot, generic. Yung, like, it just means bad creature. Yung isa kasi, it's the leader of the bad creatures.
Of the underworld.
Oo eh, so you
so
can't.
So yung cherifer.
Yun nga, the mga ganon, hindi like yun. Parang... Preferably not.
Pero yung Chimpier, no pwedeng sabihin.
Ayoko naman.
Chimpier, no pwede.
Pwedeng-pwede yun. Pwedeng-pwede
okay.
Kasi
okay.
It's just a place, right? So yeah.
But it's the turf of...
And pwede rin, ano, pwede rin, like, alam mo yun, yung Chimpier na tong buhay.
Pero bahay ni Nathan yun, so...
Nathan.
Among others. Di ba? Kahit naman yung mga shwalulua, di ba, nandun. Di ba na mga medyo... Ano, hindi masyadong good.
That's true.
Nandiyan
din
naman. Diba? Address din naman nila yun, di ba? So, parang ano naman siya, general.
Okay, sige.
Hindi naman yung homeowner mismo. Yung mga tenant
sabi
lang.
Sabi ni John, kawawa naman yung mga Nathan na associate na sa kasamaan dahil kay Chico.
Hindi, kasi rhymes with it. Rhymes with lang.
Rhymes. Parang mm-hmm. ano, blind item.
Mm-mm. Ganun lang naman. Good, ganun lang. And coming from...
pwede bang Titan na lang para medyo...
Pwede naman. Hindi, lumalayo yung pagka-rhyme.
Sige, fine.
Diba? So, from Hody H.
Number
Number seven.
Hodi H to ha. Hottest summer ever. Kung medyo maitim yung complexion mo, huwag ka magpapaypay. Baka magbaga ka. And from 7070.
Number six.
Hottest summer ever. Yung feeling mo, siguro lakad ng lakad si Catriona Gray sa labas. Kasi bam, lava walk.
Lava walk. Lahat ng punta niya, lava walk.
Lava walk. Parang like literally walking on baga. On embers. And actually, I think sama na natin yun sa entry na to. Yung kay The Super James. Yung they say, try not to walk your dogs during the peak of the sun. Because sabi nila the test is, if it's too hot to the touch of your hand, it's probably too hot for their paws.
For their paws.
Yeah. And I think meron din tayong entry yata mamaya.
Okay.
Something about that.
It's too hot for their paws. Oh my gosh. Especially if it's a asphalt or...
Yeah, exactly.
Concrete.
Mm-hmm. And from Darth Shader.
Number five.
Hottest summer ever. Yung airbender ka, pero apoy yung lumalabas sa'yo.
Kasi ang init-init.
hindi ka naman firebender, pero wala. Eh, lahat apoy. Pati yung waterbender, apoy yung lumalabas.
Apoy pa rin.
Yung earthbender, apoy yung lumalabas. And from Melai Supergirl.
Number four.
Oh, okay. Here's a tip. I don't know if... I've never heard of this before. Hottest summer ever. Kapag galing ka sa labas, bago ka pumasok sa may aircon, lalo na pag malamig na malamig yung temperature, magpunas muna ng basang towel para iwas stroke. Is this really a thing? Parang para hindi masyadong shock to the system. So while nasa mainit ka, maglagay ka ng water, maybe like wet your face or something, para lang meron ng initial pagbaba ng temperature. So that by the time you go to the aircon, hindi siya bigla. I guess that's what that's for.
I guess. You know, you can buy those towels na parang may cooling effect.
Yeah. Or maybe like a wet wipe.
Also,
diba medyo
yeah.
Ganun na rin yun? Parang kahit papano.
Ako talaga, whenever I watch tennis, inggit na inggit ako when they use yung ice towels. Parang I'm like, oh my gosh. Especially pag init na init ka, parang it's a good idea.
I don't know how the Japanese do it. They create so many of these things where, you know, you just open the pack or you rub it together and then when you open it, it's cold.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it.
Like the warm packs.
Yes.
Ganun din.
Yeah, or
you kind of
works
sprinkle
the same.
It. Tapos iinit siya. Yeah, parang babasagin mo yung
little
crystals.
I don't know how
crystals.
They do it.
And from Rice Baby.
Number three.
Hottest summer ever, nagsisilabasan ang mga wildlife. Hello, gators and snakes. True story, nagka-car wash ang partner ko. Hindi niya namalayan, may alligator na pala sa driveway namin galing sa community pond.
Say what? Uy, nakakatakot kasi ang dami daw mga ahas na
yes.
Randomly nagsisilabasan.
Yes.
Or like sometimes would go to, like would enter gates.
Kasi nga parang they're looking for respite. Maybe
yes.
It's too warm wherever they are in the, I don't know, in the woods behind the
so
rocks.
So if you live in an area na medyo, alam mo yun, alam na medyo may ahas
uh-oh.
Around the area,
okay. Tapos
be very
biglang
careful.
Sasabihin ng ahas sa jowa niya, hey. Hey!
Oh, mamaya, pupunta'y ahas. Di ba napapauwi na yung isa?
Yung ano?
Yung ahas.
Yung prey? Yung prey? So, ano na yung predator? Makikisilong lang sana ako dito.
Actually,
sa condo niyo.
Kanina dapat magko-comment ako sa Facebook post. Kasi nag-post siya.
Abuti ka pa. Alam mo na nag-post siya.
Siyempre, layo updated. Ako pa ba, diba? Oo. So, parang may post kasi siya na parang about the body and like, you know, as you age, syempre nag-iba na nga yung body.
Mm-hmm.
Which adds up dun sa sinabi mo na may pack kayo na you're going on a diet or whatever.
Diet,
tapos yung last line niya dun sa parang ano, dun sa post niya, I have to accept, embrace it, and must live with it happily. Tapos at magko-comment ako, sige nga pa, embrace me.
Siya ang mag-embrace? Hindi ka. Sabi niya, I must embrace it.
Hindi, parang gusto ko lang mag...
Naka-embrace.
Pa-embrace.
Ano yan? Ano yung tawag mo sa Tagalog yung...
Lilingkis.
Lilingkis.
Parang ano lang eh, na-invite ako.
Lilingkis.
Parang all I saw was the term embrace. Ay, hindi ko na masyado.
Word na yun. Kasi liling.
Kiss. Ganito. Sabi nung...
Di ba dapat ang ano ng ahas, ano? Yung... Lizards, diba? Lizards and reptiles. They can actually smell using their tongue.
I hate lizards. Anong oras bang uwi?
Secret. Secret.
In the Philippines, are there any like poisonous snakes?
Oh yes, cobras. We have so many cobras.
Deathly
poisonous? Yeah, yes.
Where are the cobras usually located?
Everywhere. Bukid. Mga bukid-bukid. Mga like, usually they're in like plains and
yung mga,
fields.
Also yung mga
forests.
Abandoned, ano, diba?
Yes.
Areas.
Yes, kasi nga diba, they are cold-blooded creatures. So, yeah, they go to mga
vacant lots.
Vacant
pag
lots.
May mga
yes,
kapit-bahay kayo na vacant lots, medyo deliks.
Talahib?
Yeah, talahiban.
I don't know if we have rattlesnakes though, but for sure cobras we have. We
Philippine
have cobras.
Cobra.
Yeah, there is such a thing, yes. Mm. The Philippine cobra is actually quite a prolific cobra. So, meron pang, I think meron pang term eh, sa Tagalog ang cobra. Mm. Like a Tagalog term. I forgot. Oh, crap. I used to know this. Meron tayong term for like for
really?
Cobra. Meron. Diba ahas is generally snake.
Yeah.
Parang cobra. Tas sawa for like mga...
Ano ba yung sawa?
Pythons. Mm. Yun yung mga walang poison pero ano naman. Like, puluputan ka.
Ulupong ba?
Hindi. Ulupong is... Oh, I used to memorize all of these. Ulupong is... Tuklaw is to strike, to bite. Oh my gosh. Ulupong dagat. Centipede.
Mm.
I think ulupong is centipede.
Ba't sabi nila ulupong daw yung cobra? Dahong palay?
Ay, oo nga. Ulupong nga yata is cobra. Oo, baka yun. Yes, I think nga ulupong nga.
Oh.
Wait. Ano yung centipede?
I don't know.
Tipaklong is grasshopper.
Centipede. Alakdan.
Yes. Alakdan is centipede.
Ano yung alupihan?
Alupihan.
Iba pa yung alupihan. Wait, alakdan
this.
Scorpion yata.
Tas alupihan ang centipede.
Ang centipede, possibly.
Yes. And then ulupong nga, I think, is cobra. I think. Parang tama. I think tama nga. Alakdan is scorpion, alupihan is centipede.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Sing-sing hari? Di ba sing-sing pari?
Yeah, sing-sing pari or sing-sing hari is millipede.
Yeah.
Yung mas maikli, mm-mm, yung legs. Tsaka hindi nangangagat yun. Harmless yun.
Okay.
But
interesting yung mga terms natin kasi parang minsan nakakalimutan natin kung ano yung English equivalent.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I wanna get into this.
So, baka ulupong
Facebook
nga.
Live
sige.
Parang ulupong nga yata yung cobra. Sabi ni J. Carl, yun, alakdan, scorpion, alupihan, centipede, ahas, beshi.
Co-host.
And sabi ni John Sinai, tayo na sa Sineskwela. Oh, but it's good to know those words, eh?
Ang siyensya. Did
very
you used
good
to watch that?
Ako, no. Mm-mm. I wasn't able to watch it.
That was my thing. That was my jam. Weekends? Was that a Sunday thing?
I don't... Ang alam ko na weekend, hindi ba Hiraya Manawari? Wait, am I thinking of... I don't know.
Yung ba yung anong nasa dakong paroon?
No. Ay. Parang wala namang ganun.
Hindi ba yung Hiraya Manawari?
Hiraya Manawari.
Ano yung nasa dakong paroon? Chamberly. Ayo, ano? Hindi ba TV show din yun? Ano? Ang nasa dakong paroon.
Sabi ni Juday Regal, shocker?
I don't know, maybe.
Okat-okat?
Okat-okat yun, hindi Hiraya Manuari. Okat-okat. Oo nga.
Araw-araw pa lang sineskwela.
Yun, Hiraya Manuari yung weekends. And okay. Bayani! Oh my God, yes.
And from Wildfire.
Number two.
Hottest summer ever. Nung bumili ako ng itlog sa palengke, pagka-uwi ko, naging sisiw na. So bumalik patuloy ako sa palengke para bumili naman ng patuka. Hindi ng itlog. Kinalimutan na niya itlog.
Oo, alagaan na lang niya.
Patuka na lang. There's a super cute. I told you this na yata. Yung ano, the guy who takes care of quails. Ang cute-cute ng mga chicks. Imagine chicks are cute already, right? Pero like minus, like maybe like one fifth of its size. So teeny tiny little chickies.
What really caught your attention?
Cute. Stop. And
yung bang teeny tiny chicks o yung nag-aalaga?
Alam mo, siguro the whole thing kasi parang the connection between human and quail. Mm-mm. It's so adorable.
Beautiful.
Meron pang isa sa ex naman. There's this guy nakadapa siya in front of like the bushes. Tapos gumagano siya parang maya-maya, nagsilabasan limang baby bunnies.
Oh, sa ex?
Sa ex.
Kasi sa ex, parang si Girthmaster lang yung pinagkakabalahan lately ng mga tao eh. Not saying myself, but why? A lot of people. Eh, kasi nag-viral siya. So,
why
diba?
Would you bring him up? Why would you bring him up?
Wait, I'd be scared to bring him up.
But siya nag-viral ulit?
Because he was interviewed. Yung parang mga random like TikTok.
And he said he's an influencer.
Interviews. Mm-hmm. And then he mentioned fans. How much he earns from OnlyFans. And so people got curious. Parang, di ba si ano yan?
Meron na siyang feature sa Rolling Stone magazine.
Si Girthmaster.
I'm not even joking. Niretweet niya. I mean, sabi nung kaibigan ko si
wait a second. We have to unpack this. Paano mo nalaman na ni-retweet niya? Skin went to sa'yo.
Sinabi na friend ko si Raconesa.
Si Raconesa. So, ano tinext na ni Raconesa?
Sabi ni Raconesa. Sabi ni Raconesa. Kasi alam mo tong si Raconesa, grabe to ah.
Freak tong si Raconesa. What a
follow niya. Pina-follow niya. Si
fan si Raconesa.
Fan siya.
Okay.
Tapos sabi ni Raconesa, parang, ay naku, alam mo ba,
na-feature
siya. So sabi ko, paano mo nalaman? Sabi niya, since pina-follow ko. niretweet ni GM.
Sure ka daw ba si Raconesa o si Nathan ang nagsabi sa'yo?
Si Raconesa nga. Si Raconesa. Kasi, kulit-kulit nun eh. Oh,
ayun na ba drag name mo, Raconesa?
Si Rocket Raconesa. Hindi, yun
ay,
nga.
Ay, nako. But uh-oh. If you haven't, if you're not familiar with, you know, Girthmaster.
Stop! Will you stop?
Where have you been? I mean, it's, I don't even follow him, but like, I see him.
Ako
like,
rin naman.
All the time on my FYP.
Si Raconesa naman yung nagpa-follow, hindi naman ako. So.
Okay, sure.
Copy. So, Raconesa Chimbambong. Sabi
ni Alter ego mo ba yan?
Si Raconesa Chimbambong. Oo. Ay, kilala mo rin ba siya?
Okay. Common friend.
So, sabi ni Your Cup of Tea, okay naman. Cohesive naman ang topic. Grandmaster, ahas. Sawa.
Sawa. King okay. Cobra.
Sabi ni Ann Richard, noted.
Oh, trust.
Okay.
Like
they say like a wine bottle. Okay, so here we go. and the top.
Here's an actual side-by-side comparison.
The top entry, number one.
I think I'm in the mood for a glass right now.
I'm thinking.
Parang ano? Ano yun? Parang there's this word that comes to mind. I think wara. And the top comes from hottest summer ever comes from Anti-Sedulous.
Anti-Sedulous says
hottest summer ever. Yung naiinggit ka dun sa frozen hotdog nyo sa freezer. Kasi ikaw magko-commute pa at papasok sa work. Siya nakaupo lang dun, nagre-relax.
From Girthmaster to frozen hotdog. I don't know.
What is happening?
I have no idea.
I chose this like a long 2 hours ago. So, kayo eh. Ang gulo nyo eh.
Kami!
Ikaw, si Hazel.
Me?
Why would you bring it up? Why would you bring it up?
Eh, kasi sira Cunesa eh. Siya yung may kasalanan eh. Actually, guys, sira Cunesa yung also. Noon, my friend shared it sa Viber. Tapos nung binanggit ko, si Racunesa nag-jump in. Sabi
nag-jump
niya, si ano, tingnan mo yung Twitter ako.
Hindi kasi diba noon, hindi pa nila alam yung pangalan.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So, sabi lang nila, oh, this random creator, content creator, blah, blah, blah. And then yun nga, people will say, oh, that's GM. And then, like, people started saying, like, ah, oo nga, kilala ko yan si GM. Ganyan. Blah, 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 blah. Naman, isa, talagang
eh, syempre.
Hin-replug pa.
Hello?
Alam mo, total, I mean, people are really talking, kasi they're talking about like, how people are getting by today, and how like, some people have chosen different career paths. Mm. Parang career orientation. Alam mo, baka invite natin para for an interview.
Parang baka feeling ko like, magandang ano, magandang guest, tapos sabay mo with Grace Wetz, ano, Grace Wetz King.
Stop saying the names.
At bakit? Ay. Hindi, di ba? Parang anak. I cannot. Oh my God.
Stop it already.
Ang
init-init na nga eh. Ang alam mo, ano ka. Wag kang ano. Stop. Anyway. So, we have one more batch coming right up. But we'll play a couple of songs in the RX booth. But we'll stay on Facebook Live.
So if you're not there yet, please join us. Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. And the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Final batch of the Top 10 for today. And you know what? Thank you, Edrickens. Meron na siyang official name. Drag name queen ko. Drag queen name ko.
I know.
Liquatoria Islenia Marie Ongpauco Evangelista Alonzo Wurtz.
Parang I don't think they belong in the same family.
Not in the same drag family. Okay, so let's do some greats first.
Good morning to Ronaldo Quino and to John Paolo. Also saying hello to Hody Edge. Judai Edrickin says happy birthday to Paul Jeffrey and to Georgette Lawrence. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Paul Jeffrey!
What's up to Butter Baby who says Racunesa na pala, hindi na Shaniqua. Hello to Italy Girl, and we also have Maxim the Winter, Artsy Dinavit says hello, good morning to my passenger Prince, wearing only his top sa sobrang init, wink wink.
Wow.
Whoa.
Hello to Cyril, and also good morning to everybody in the comment section. Thank you for joining us. Yon Tifian is also locked in, so is Miss C. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Oh, hello. Nikki.
Good morning to Nikki
Porter.
Hi
Nikki
from Bali.
Nikki Porta,
wow,
from
so
Bali. Oh, she's
so
yeah,
good.
She's on her birthday vacay. So
happy
enjoy
birthday,
Nikki Porter.
Nikki Porter.
Play some volleyball. You know, so volleyball.
Okay.
Pwede, pwede. And hello to Emily Lazo Marquez. Shout out from Sydney.
Hello.
I always listen to your podcast.
Oh, thank
every
you.
Day. Aw, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
And there you go.
Hi to Juice. Juice Blank and Justin Sayana. Greeting Rhyme and Reason. Hi to Specialist Joe. Sebedi Sebedi. Nina Hidalgo. That's it for greets.
Chris is also locked in. Hello, Chris.
Hello. Good morning. All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. Numberless batch. Thanking Simply Nedge for the topic, hottest summer
ever.
I thought this is the one that we were talking about earlier. Al Macchiato says, don't walk your dogs in the afternoon when it's very hot. Only early in the morning or late afternoon kasi masusunog yung paw pads nila. Yeah, so just because they have pads, it doesn't mean they're impervious to the heat. So when the concrete is too hot, napapaso din yan.
For sure,
so
it hurts.
Try not to. Or put those shoes para hindi masakit.
For someone who has had a dog pass from heat stroke,
please keep your dogs inside or keep them hydrated or put them na may silong or something.
True.
Just away from the heat, please. Mm-hmm.
And see, Morio was saying in our Facebook Live comment section, sa gabi kami nagwo-walk. Kasi nga, parang
kasi even at night eh.
Even at night.
Diba?
But can you imagine, at least wala yung that heat from the pavement. From Tampupu, sa sobrang init ng panahon, umiinit din ang ulo ng mga tao. Grabe, nag-aaway-away na yung mga tungkol sa pharmacist, yung mga tungkol sa kumuha ng gravy.
Oh, did you see that video?
Both of them.
No. There's like a motorcycle driver who stabbed like someone.
It's hardcore.
No. I think this, parang I saw the video.
My
gosh.
You guys here,
seen
Philippines?
It. Yeah.
But I don't watch video. Pag kasi ganun, pag violence.
No. Buhay naman. Parang...
Still, I can't.
Still scary.
The other guy fought back.
Yung the very idea of seeing somebody stabbing, kahit okay lang silang lahat.
You can barely see it, pero apparently, meron.
Hey, listen, I know for a fact that it's true that there's a lot of people screaming at each other. Last day pala of Mercury in retrograde is today.
Oh, thank goodness.
Tomorrow, the world will be a better place to live in again.
We will heal.
But yeah, guess who I ran into in the elevator yesterday? My favorite.
She's back.
Yeah. I thought she was gone, but she's back. And she started coughing profusely. And then she told me, can I just take the elevator alone?
kasi technique niya yun.
Technique niya yun. So pumasok na lang ako. I said, sorry, no. And then she goes, bleep, 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 bleep.
Yeah, but you can't take it seriously. Mukhang may ano siya talaga.
Yeah, so my response, I mean, before I just never responded. I said, okay, take it.
Yeah. May tagas
and then I
kasi
closed the door, pressed all the buttons again, and ran.
Kasi
so mature.
So mature, Marky. Does our... I mean, this woman, I swear to God.
Yeah. And let me see here. From Suerte Super Guy, hottest summer ever. Nung nasa mood si Mrs. for intimate moment, for the first time, tumanggi talaga ako. Sobrang init. Wala akong gana.
Hindi kaya.
Hindi talaga kaya. Uh-huh. No, I guess when you're like physically uncomfortable, magbabackseat talaga all of that. Eh. You know, even the stuff that you enjoy doing. Parang, not just that, not just the sexy stuff, but even the regular. Sabi ko nga sa'yo, even eating, ay, wala akong gana.
Kasi nga wala
akong
energy.
No energy. And parang feeling ko, parang like, if I eat, baka lalong mainitan ka. Di ba, minsan, your body uses up like a lot of your energy to digest your food. Yung parang, I just wanna lay down in bed and drink. Alam mo yung meron kang, you know those camel, what do you call those? Camelback? Camel something? Yung ano, yung merong tube na, parang siyang backpack na, for like mga bikers, tapos may straw. So kahit nakahiga ka, maiinom mo yung, parang ganun, di ba? Camelback?
Bareback?
Camel toe.
Camel toe. Ano na, nasa na tayo? Help.
You're on your own, kid. Hindi, yun nga. Yung inumin na parang backpack. O yung parang bladder, sabi ni Beck. Pero the brand, may brand siya.
Humpback.
Hindi, whale yun eh.
Ayoko dito kay Ellie Girl. Siya nag-message.
Iba yun, ang humpback. Balaku?
Back.
Tinam?
Back.
Back?
Wait, we should do that. Alam mo, that's such a thing on TikTok.
What?
Yung parang word association.
Oh.
Yung parang you'll guess like the word that comes after the first word.
Like what? Sige
so,
nga. Let's
so,
go, let's
parang
go.
Parang naka-ano na siya, naka-enumerate na siya. Tapos kunyari 1 to 8, the first word is hump.
Tapos back.
And then nakalagay lang B, tapos blank. So you have to guess yung next word. So
yeah.
Back. Kunyari. Back. Tapos number 3, nakalagay doon kunyari back kunyari F tapos blank
flu
back flu
meron ding back
dapat related siya doon sa whatever is like
back
hello back
flat
that's F
uh-oh
back
I just came up with it on the fly think of a word. Now my back. Tapos F. Back. Thank you, Beck.
Backflip.
Backflip.
Oh, flip. Ah, backflip. Oo nga. Back
tapos
flip.
Yung next word has to do something with flip. Dapat so.
Flip naman. But yung isa back pa rin.
Hindi. Di ba nga back? Tapos ano? Hump. Tapos back.
Ah,
tapos
hump. Flip. Back. Backflip. Tapos isa naman.
Maya Eman LePage.
And that ends the game.
Game over.
And then, but we should do that. We should do that.
That will be
it's fun.
That will be
so,
fun.
Lahat tayo will come up with like whatever.
Okay, let's do it. Let's one quick
now?
Lang. One quick. Tapos kung ano yung second word, yun naman ang first word mo. Tapos pag nadikitan mo siya, yung second word, yun naman yung dudugtungan ko. Pero simple words. Simple
what's
words.
Your word?
You do it kasi mas, hindi
my
ko alam eh.
Okay, first word.
You might choose a better word.
Let's say, I don't know.
Fire.
Fire. Oh, sige, fire. M blank.
Ember.
Hindi. Letter M, tapos blank. Ano yung M word after fire?
Fire man.
Yes. Oh, so man, what's the next word? You have to think of it. Chico will guess it.
Ah, hindi.
Tapos isipin mo yung ano yung man blank. Bigay mo sa kanya yung first letter.
Man H.
Manhole.
Okay. You got it.
Okay, so ikaw naman,
okay.
Give me.
Hole
W.
Hole?
Okay.
What?
Hindi pa naman.
Give me a word. Oh, what's after hole?
Okay. Okay. Whole. Hindi ba pwedeng sa umpisa naman?
Hindi. Kailangan tuloy-tuloy siya.
Whole S.
Ano? Whole S.
Whole S. Whole S.
Wholesome.
Ano ba yan?
Hindi, wala namang word na whole, H-O-L-E, something eh. May naisip ka ba? It's something whole. It's never whole blank. Diba? Wala eh. Sige, ano? Whole what?
Siguro O.
O, ano?
Guess the word after whole na O.
Whole.
They're related to whole.
Whole O? What's that?
Open. Open yung whole.
Hindi, as in.
Hindi, pero yun na. Kasi nga without, hindi naman, doesn't necessarily have to be like, mag, like, you know, magkasunod na words. Oh. My camera just fell.
Oh, okay.
But so we'll do this TikTok. We'll make it a
let's
a
get
thing.
Actual TikTok words para masaya.
Yeah.
Okay. And from Rice Cake Ian, hottest summer ever, yung katropa ko na nag-work sa isang resort. Nag-message siya sa akin, may sinigang all you can last week sa work nila. I found out later, pool party pala ang ibig niya sabihin. Kasi puro,
sinigang all you can kasi maasim na.
Hindi, tsaka puro hipon
daw. Sinigang na hipon!
Sinigang na hipon.
I haven't had sinigang na hipon in a while.
Me too.
Parang it's always been like either pork or beef.
Okay. From Justin.
Ang lamig.
Magulat ako. From Justin Sayana, hottest summer ever. Mas madami kaming absent na students this season. Either yung bata yung nagkasakit because of the heat or yung parents. So they couldn't bring their kids to school.
Oh, wow.
And like we said, we have never experienced naka-cancel yung classes because of the heat. Uh-huh. Usually it's because of the rain, the typhoon, whatever. Never because of the heat. First time I've ever heard.
This is the first time I've heard.
Ever.
Kasi talaga anyone. Sa heat stroke.
Yeah, but right? Like, but you would think that it got really warm too. Siguro lang ibang level talaga this year.
Ibang level talaga.
From Jean Embuido, hottest summer ever, pati yung mga outside cats, nilalagyan na namin ng electric fan. Yung koi pond sa may entrance, nilagyan namin ng payong. Guys, if you can, please take care of the strays too. As a former koi keeper, they really survive in like frozen lakes.
Mm.
Ang kalaban nila is heat. Kois really flourish in cold weather. Diba usually in Japan, pag nag-freeze over yung lake, makikita mo yung koi nagsiswim pa rin sa ilalim. Because they can handle it. Pero heat, my gosh. Like, the moment the temperature goes down a little bit, I know koi keepers who put, like, order sila sa, yung mga giant slabs of ice.
Yeah.
just to put in their pond, so to make sure that the heat,
so they don't die,
don't kill the koi. Yeah. They really cannot survive. So I would probably be panicking if I still had my koi.
So should I warn my brother?
Yes.
Kasi koi keeper ka.
Yeluhan mo siya. Balutin mo ng yelo.
Speaking of, nag-message siya sa akin, sabi niya, is Chico going to avail of my cold brew?
Of course, every day. Just say when. Every day. You know, he has a regular customer.
Supin niya yan.
He's, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
What do you mean? Hindi ba nagsistraw ka naman sa cold brew mo?
What is wrong? I cannot with you today. From Christmas.
What do you mean?
I cannot with you today.
Susup-supin mo yung coffee, di ba? Hindi ba sinusup-sup yun?
O-order ako ng filter online. Bigyan kita bukas.
Well, if anyone wants to order, it's K-O-L-D Brews. Cold Brews.
Right?
On IG. So, Chico, alam mo na. Order
yes.
from them.
Yes.
Kasi,
as start the up,
they want you to be the first to the order.
Oh, gee. Oy, magaling ako mag-ano, ha?
Ano
yun? Yung Rebi Bunso. Rebi Chamba?
Huh?
Rebi Chamba?
What's that?
Yung pag yung Rebi Chamba, Rebi Bunsoy.
Huh?
Like if I, the first one to buy from you, magiging successful.
Bueno mano?
Bueno mano.
Ano yung Rebi Bunso? Rebi Chamba?
Bueno mano.
I was like, huh? What's
yeah.
That?
Bueno mano.
I should never listen to you and your random
yes,
invented words.
You know, they say our family has a very good bueno mano powers. So pag kami yung bumili, parang like, yeah. So
you mean Remy Bunso? Ano? Remy Bunso?
Sabi Patrick, ang layo. Yeah, there you go. And Jyoti says, hottest summer ever, hindi ka na rin masyadong excited pag sinabi na may isolated rain showers. Kasi for sure, babasain lang niya yung lupa, lalo pang iinit, ang lagkit pa. What you want is a full downpour. Kasi yun yung lalamig. But if it's like ambon,
it's
honestly,
not gonna help.
It will make it worse. Mag-aamoy alimuom pa, which is like horrible. Like really horrible smell.
Diba yun yung nakakasakit doon?
Nakakabag, sabi nila.
Is that true?
I don't know. From Rice Cake Ian, hottest summer ever. Good luck sa mga AFAM at Westerners dito sa Pilipinas. Lalo na yung mga may facial hair. Kasi that would be so warm, right? Kaya nga nakakatakot rin for the dogs. Kasi parang they're so hairy. Mm-hmm. Like imagine Church with its fur. Can you imagine how hot it must be for him?
But the thing is, a lot of them kind of live for it. Kasi nga, they're so used to, alam mo yon, super cold. So, pag nandito sila and it's really hot, yeah, some of them live
for
it.
They really like
it.
They love it. Siguro nga because it's so different. In the same way na tayo, tuwang-tuwa dun sa really cold weather abroad, yung mga taga dun naman, para like, oh, we're so over it.
Yeah.
Bring us to some tropical paradise para we can just lay under the sun the whole day.
Like, I remember seeing this guy in Boracay. Grabe yung back niya. Mukha na siyang ahas. As in, balat yung buong back niya.
Oh my gosh!
That, that
wala siyang pake. He was still there. Nasa
cancer.
Ano pa rin. How? Yeah, wala pa rin siyang shirt. As in, nakabilad
skin
lang siya.
Cancer.
And the girlfriend, yung boobs niya, yeah, balat.
Oh my gosh!
I was like, what is going
Listen,
on?
We've had visitors from Norway and all over like the world who've come to the Philippines and they strip naked. They
oh
don't
my
care.
Gosh.
They'll tan so that they have an even tan.
Saan?
Location, please. Send location.
Send look. Send look.
You'll see Chico like on the side with you know the bushes and you
with
see
popcorn.
His head.
With popcorn.
Oh.
Popping out.
Actually, nakakatakot pag ganun kasi I saw this girl naman parang she was like just baking with her Kindle.
Tapos, oh my gosh.
Like, as in, ano to ah, probably around 12:30. So
the peak.
The peak. Tapos I was like, I was watching her while I was sipping my smoothie. Obviously, nasa restaurant ako. But I was thinking, my gosh, wouldn't you rather be in your room doing that? Like, sa aircon?
I cannot.
Grabe. Tapos ano lang siya doon, like unbothered, completely unbothered. Tapos hindi rin siya nagpunta ng water, like, I don't know, for as long as I was
kasi for me,
restaurant.
Kaya ko yan kung yung, if I was about to go into the water.
Pero yun nga, then I can deal with it. Parang na-imagine ko, parang that must be like torture.
Well, not for her.
Not for her, apparently.
Obviously, she was
like,
enjoying it.
Wild.
And from the Super James, hottest summer ever, yung nadagdagan na yung Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Diyos ko, narinig ko na naman to. This is so college.
Parang ang tagal na yan, oo.
So, nadagdagan na yung Maslow's hierarchy of needs ng aircon.
Is that above self-actualization or where is this?
Right? My gosh.
Feeling ko number one siya.
Number one na yung aircon. Above,
like self-actualization, aircon. Right on top of it.
Oh my God.
And the top, hottest summer ever, comes from Coco Hernandez.
Coco Hernandez says,
yung dilemma mo, pagtanghaling tapat, worth it ba yung every drop ng iced coffee? Kasi para mabili siya, lalabas ka naman sa malaimbyernong init sa labas. So which is which? I mean, the coffee will cool you down, but you'd have to go through hell and back.
You know what? There's always delivery.
There's always delivery. But then, remember,
but it's their job.
It is their job.
And you know, they, diba, they always say, pag, parang pagbagyo lang
pagbagyo,
yan, na we're like,
remember,
don't order kasi
maawa,
maawa kayo.
Kayo.
Sa, but then sila mismo yung nagsasabi na, no, we need, I mean, we're working.
Like, if you all stop ordering,
order, wala kaming
kita.
Oh, so, yeah, so it's the same, I guess.
What about us? Hottest summer ever.
Ever.
I guess I'll start. Well, doing a show about Christmas, I mean, rent is basically during the Christmas season. So we're always in sweaters and freaking jackets, three layers. Even in the cold climate of RCBC, we're still sweating buckets.
Wow.
It's one of the worst summers ever. It's just so hot that the aircon of a theater can't handle.
Oh, but dito ginaw na ginaw ka.
I don't know because we're so konti, but there, because
kasi
there are so many people watching the show, it heats up the venue.
Oh, that's insane.
Ako siguro ano, like, you know, I've seen a lot of like hot summers. Pero like, this is really the only time. Like, I literally, I remember, but usually like I would walk around Eastwood playing Pokemon. And you know, I'm fine. Like, minsan, by the time I go back to the condo, tagaktak na yung pawis ko, or I'm really like I go straight to the ref to get a glass of cold water. For the first time, like siguro a couple of days, I had to swing by like one of the buildings to the grocery just for a few minutes. Kasi I was really like, I was out of breath and I was like, can I just have aircon even just for 5 minutes so that I could continue? Like, I have never, no matter how warm it is, I could complete my round until this year. Like, I really had to go to the grocery for a bit. Tapos alam mo yung literally nagpalamig lang ako.
Yeah.
Parang like, tapos nung okay na ako, parang okay, I can go out again. The other time naman, it was a building. Kasi alam ko, aircon yung that specific building. I went inside. Tapos kunyari, may tinitignan-tignan ako yung mga...
Pero nagpapa-aircon.
Actually, nagpapalamig lang ako. Tapos after that, lakad na naman. Like, it is so warm.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Just not normal. Ugh. For me, yeah, my last Boracay trip, you know me, I don't really like swimming. So I had no plans of getting in the water. I just thought I would chill by the beach like I normally
do. Yeah.
Oh, not possible. I just had to get in the water. I was like, nope.
Yeah.
I need to get wet. Kasi ang init talaga. As in like unbearable.
At saka ano, unbearable. Like, it is possible to experience. You're in the water and nararamdaman mo yung sakit nung araw. And you're in the water.
But not as bad.
Not as bad.
Eh, paano, diba? At least medyo Yeah.
Ugh.
It's just crazy.
Ah, but please take care. I mean, everyone's telling you, please hydrate, drink something before leaving the house. And, you know.
And if you, if you're nagtitipid, medyo don't do that na muna. You deserve it. Mag-aircon ka.
Yes.
Mag-aircon
seriously.
Kayo.
Just, you know, yeah, okay lang yan.
Spend a little bit more.
Spend a little bit more. And alam mo yon, it's only gonna be for a couple months, hopefully.
I mean, I tell you, I almost passed out over the weekend, last weekend, because of the heat. And there was actually someone who passed out. She passed out because of the heat.
Wow.
And just watch yourselves. Don't overexert, especially go for a run outside in the heat from 9 to, what is it, 3 p.m.?
Yeah, and stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. Yeah. Please don't forget your fur babies. You know, just check up on them. Make sure that, for dogs, the thing to watch out for is like when they're panting a little bit too vigorously, like more than usual. Because mm-hmm. that's how they release heat naman. So on a regular basis, they're panting. Pero pag parang labored na yung panting, oh, please give them a dish of water so they could drink.
Kasi, yes.
Like, or bring them inside. Or in an aircon room.
Cold
or something.
Water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cold water.
Yeah. But take care, everyone.
Take care, everyone. And hope to see you in the theater. I'll be back in RCBC Friday to Sunday for Rent the Musical. And there. I'll be opening as Collins.
There you go.
Saturday evening.
All right. Join us again tomorrow. We will be back for the Friday edition of The Morning Rush. Don't forget to follow us on our socials at RX931 everywhere. This has been The Morning Rush with Chico Hazel and Marky on The Monster. Bye.
Bye.